Blog Talk Radio.
Mercy.
And brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Ministry Prayer Live. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. I just want to welcome you this evening. As the Lord said, where there's two or three gathered, he will be in the midst. So I pray that everyone had a blessed week thus far. And as we welcome the Sabbath, as we're enjoying the bliss of the Sabbath, and we know that we should make the Sabbath our delight, I'll go ahead and pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this holy day of rest that you have set aside. You made it for us, O Father, and you thought of us, Father, even before we were born. You knew what we needed, Lord. You know everything about us, all the intricate part, all the bodies, O Father, how everything works and depend on each other, Lord. Father, we thank you because you are worthy to be praised. We glorify, we magnify your name above all other names. Lord, there's no one else like you, oh Father, because in your presence there's fire, consuming fire, oh Father. And we just thank you for being that consuming fire, that nothing evil can come in your path, Lord. As we said, please forgive us of our sins or iniquity or transgression, O Father. Please help us to be holy. Help us, O Father, to be overcomer and victorious. I ask that you will bless each and every one that's on the prayer line and those that will be joining us. Be with them in a marked way and hasten their footsteps so that they can come and give you praise and glory and honor, Father, and come and as we all come together in testimonies and song service, O Father, because we know that iron sharpeneth iron, O Father, even today on this holy Sabbath day, Lord. We thank you again, O Father, for what you have done, what you're going to do in our life, Lord, the life of our loved one, our family, Lord, our children and those that have grandchildren, Lord. We ask that you will watch over them. We ask that you will impress upon their hearts, O Father, to worship you, to set aside this holy day so that they can worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. Bless us again. Be with us in a special way. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with honor. Amen. 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 So I will read from Child Guidance. I will read from Child Guidance. Okay, says, heed first word of fourth commandment. Remember is placed at the very first of the fourth commandment. Parents, you need to remember the Sabbath day yourself to keep it holy. And if you do this, you are given the proper instruction to your children. They will reverence God's holy day. Christian education is needed in your home all through the week. Keep the Lord's holy Sabbath in view, for that day is to be devoted to the service of God. It is a day when the hands are to rest worldly employment, when the soul's needs are to receive special attention. When the Sabbath is thus remembered, the temporal will not be allowed to encroach upon the spiritual. No duty pertaining to the six working days will be left for the Sabbath. During the week, our energies will not be so exhausted in temporal labor that on the on the day when the Lord rested and was refreshed, we shall be too weary to engage in his service. Make Friday the preparation day. On Friday, let all the preparation for the Sabbath be completed. See that all the clothing is in readiness and for all, and all the cooking is done. Let the boots be blackened and the bat be taken. It is possible to do this if you make it a rule. You can do it. The Sabbath is not to be given to the repairing of garment or the cooking of food, pleasure seeking, or any other worldly employment. Before the setting of the sun, let all secular work be laid aside and all secular papers be put out of sight. Parents, explain your work and its purpose to your children, and let them share in your preparation to keep the Sabbath according to the commandments. Amen. So we see there that the children should be taught about the Sabbath. Everyone that's in the household, they have to reverence the Sabbath. You know, they should reverence the Sabbath, the Lord Holy Sabbath day of rest. And it's in the fourth commandment to the stranger and to everyone that's in the house, even, you know, those that's on the farm, the cattle and everything, are supposed to rest also on the Sabbath. So we serve the same God. He hasn't changed. It's the same God that, you know, that commands the Sabbath. He's the same God that wants us to keep it holy and to do no work on the Sabbath day. So we have to remember, we have to purpose in our heart that we will not sin against God and that we will keep the Sabbath holy, not in our own strength, but we will ask for the aid of the Lord, you know, of the Holy Spirit to help us. Help us to keep the Sabbath holy. Amen. So if anyone likes to share, have a testimony, prayer request, or a song of meditation, please, I can open your line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and I want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I want to welcome those that are listening via the internet. Welcome one, welcome all. Happy Sabbath, holy day of rest. Amen. So please press 1 again if you would like to share so that you will get a chance to share before the 8 o'clock hour. I want to give everyone a chance to share. So press 1 and I will open your line. Thank you. 518-951. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Yeah. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved Sister Carla and brothers and sisters in Advent Life. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. A little cold, but, you know, God is good. I just want to give him thanks that he safely carry us throughout another week. Thank you, Sister Carla, for to be hosting tonight. And also thank you for that reading from Child Guidance. And brothers and sisters, we have to say, Sister Powell have to say we are blessed. We are blessed with the word. We are blessed with the promises. And we are blessed with these information, wonderful information, you know, how we should bring up our children and that we should train them and teach them about this blessed Sabbath day. And this is a day that God has blessed. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for what he has done and that he has carried us safely to another week. My experience today, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, you know, I didn't do much cooking today, you know, preparation for my meal because eventually I had things ready. But I got through, you know, got to straightening up and, you know, saying, you know, I'm just looking towards the Sabbath. And I tell you, my dear beloved brothers, it was a joy. It was so pleasant to know that you finish, complete what you have to do. You know, hurly, hurly, and then I just go into the living room. And I sat down and I said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I thank you, Lord, that I just waiting on in until the Sabbath. I looked through the window. I saw the snow coming in. I said, Father, I just give you all the praise. I don't have to go out there, and I am here just focusing my mind, you know, reflecting upon the goodness of God, how God is, and how good he is to me. So I'm just grateful, thankful that, you know, I can even have my sisters and brothers that, you know, we can call and share, you know, and welcome the Sabbath team. So God is so good, Sister Carla. I'm so thankful to know that he is dear. And I thank God that he had paid the price for us, right? If Jesus never paid the price for us, I don't know where we would be. And I thank him that he is only the only way to the Father, you know, and he told us that what he have done, he got to prepare a place for us. So I'm so grateful to the Lord for all the blessings that he had been showing down on us. And I will just sing this little song. I thought it was a Chris song, but, you know, because he paid it all for us, we are so happy that we have the privilege this evening, that this blessed Sabbath evening, that we can join together to fellowship with him and with each other by giving him all the praise, because we know he is the way, he is the true way, he is the light, right? And without him, we cannot do anything. So I will just sing this little song. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy poor and thine alone can change the leper's heart and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Since nothing good I am, whereby thy grace to claim, I will wash my garment white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne we stand in him complete, I will lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I has left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank God that Jesus paid it all for each one of us, right? And he promised us that if we be faithful, we will live with him for eternity. So thank you, Sister Carla. God bless and thank everyone.
Amen.
And happy Sabbath.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord for you, my dear. Happy Sabbath. What a beautiful song. Jesus paid it all. Brothers and sisters, what does that mean to you? He paid it all. We are him, his, by creation and redemption. He have already paid it. And it says our bodies belong to him. Our bodies, it's a reasonable service, you know, to present our bodies. Let me turn to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we have to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. So I thank you again, Sister Powell, for sharing in that song, and I just thank you for your dedication and your love for the Lord, how, you know, anyone that comes in contact with you can see your love for the Lord. Amen. I will go to the next caller. Again, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry. And I'll open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open.
Thank you so much, Sister Caller. Happy Sabbath to you, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. This is Sinico from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful for the Lord bringing us into a new week. I'm so grateful to be alive, and I thank the Lord for sparing my daughter's life as she was in a car accident last week. And I'm so grateful that he sent his guardian angels to be with my daughter, Kiosha. So I would like prayer requests for her to for the Lord to continue watching over her, guiding and protecting her. And also prayer for Sister Marianne, who she finally came home from the hospital. And I would like prayer requests, healing prayer requests for her. She's going to be having heart surgery the ending of February. So I would just like to keep our sisters in prayer. And I thank you so much. And I would like to share a song with you in the hymnal, Higher Ground. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as an onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. By faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay. Where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these are found. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. By faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has called the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. Till I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless you, and have a blessed and happy Sabbath. Love you all, always and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that song, and thank you for coming on and sharing. We will keep your daughter in prayer, and also I think last week, Sister Stephanie was also in a car accident, but she's okay. So, you know, we just got to keep each other in prayer and our family, because the devil is out like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And he's causing, you know, all kind of issues and problems and distraction, so that we keep our minds off the Lord. But let us stay faithful. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for the other caller. And again, happy Sabbath. 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up, because we had a we've been having a lot of rain all week, this week, day and night, day all throughout the day, and it's very, very cold. It's 37 with the rain. Thank God it hasn't snowed yet, but it's going to be in the, it's going to be still the 30s. It's not going any lower. So I would like to read a devotion prayer. Lord Jesus, we wait for the coming of your glorious kingdom to earth, for the time when all of the kingdoms of the world will come, for the time when all of the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of Christ. Your rule will be perfectly righteous, and you will rule with the rod of iron and the dash of evildoers to pieces like a potter vessel, Psalms 2. But even now, rule and reign in our hearts. Help us repent of our sins and turn to you and the truth of living faith. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his good encouraging words and words for us to live by and go by living, because his kingdom gonna come soon and very soon. So we just continue to pray and ask him to forgive us of our sin and turn from our wicked ways, and continue praying and love one another and repenting and asking God to continue studying his his word and asking God to give us the strength to continue from day to day and praying for one for another. And we also will keep the faith. And we know that our heart must stay on Jesus. So we know that we'll be in the right path. Amen. So I just thank God for his words of encouragement, because there's no way out. This is the best way to go. We can't go wrong. So I just ask for prayer for Advent Light, all our brothers and sisters, far and near. Pray for the sick, the homeless, all those out in the hospitals, wherever they may be confined. We pray for the mission and also those that wherever they're at and somewhere confined and needs to come back. We pray for all the elders that's confined. We pray for each and everyone. We just want to ask for prayers for my family. Ask for those that are confined and sick. We just want to continue praying for each and everyone. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Yes, I would like to say hello. This is John from Hummel, Louisiana. And I want to say that God is mighty, and Jesus is also mighty, our Heavenly Father. And I just want to continue to just do the right thing as I push and strive to constantly do the next step, the next right thing to the next right thing, and just keep on like climbing a ladder, you know, just climbing up the ladder. So much to learn, and I could never stop learning the ways of the Bible, because the message is, I just say, ever learning, you know, it's everlasting and it's forever learning. And I don't want to stop learning, because like the more I learn, the more my eyes open up and the knowledge grows inside me. And the way I'm living now, it keeps an inner peace inside of me, and it keeps happiness and joy inside my heart and in my spirit. And that's the main purpose of our lives, I know, to keep our soul in peace and staying focused on the knowledge of God's wisdom and everything. So I just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family also. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. I just want to welcome each and everyone this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Please press 1 so that I can open your line in a timely manner so that everyone can share. 225-337. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'd like to read a scripture from the New Jerusalem. I remember when I was a young child, I was afraid to read Revelation, but the only book that I would go to is Revelation 21. It was always one that talked about the beauty of heaven. And he's saying, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither nor sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I'm going to stop there. I just want to thank God for his word, because as I was saying, when I was young, I used to always read Revelation because it was told us, don't read Revelation, it's a scary book. So those words encouraged me. And as I got older, and what a surprise, when I came into the church, I learned so much out of Revelation, and I know it's nothing to be scary, but this is all revelation that Christ wants us to know. So I'm going to try to attempt to sing a short song, Sister Carla. It's When He Coming. Okay. Lord, I had the song in mind, but hear the words, not my voice. when he comes to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love, his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adoring, they shall shine in their beauty, bright jewels for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adoring, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Lift little ones, little children who love their Redeemer, all the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, bright crown adoring, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and may God bless. Everyone have a happy Sabbath. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing, and thank you for this song and just your presence again here as we all try to come on at least three nights a week when we can. And, if you know, we know when we can't, we have to keep each other in prayer, and it's just a blessing to give God glory and praise. You know, the angels bow before him. You know, what are we? We're made lower than the angels, so we should be bowing and adoring him right now, come before his presence with singing and praise and our testimonies and encouragement for each other. Amen, amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Thank you for calling. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? I hope you have a blessed week, brothers and sisters. God is good. God is merciful. He's worthy. He's truly worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. God is good, Sister Carla. He's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. I'd like to thank God for everything he has done for me, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, if I wasn't here today, Sister Carla, I was, but God, but God make me be here on this line, Sister Carla, because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla, on Wednesday morning, Sister Carla, my dear sister, my beloved sister, Sister Carla, on the Avi Light Ministry, Sister Carla, she was the mother of this ministry, Sister Carla. She cried out to the Lord, Sister Carla. She sang that song, under his wings, a while a Savior, under his wings. Under his wing, a Savior. Let's sing it, Sister Carla. Under his wing, a Savior, in mercy. Let's sing, Sister Tamiko. Let's sing, Sister Carla. Under his wings, mercy, a Savior, under his wings,
Brother Eli. I have one more caller that has pressed one. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, and I'm just happy to see and hear all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line and to see the numbers, familiar numbers. I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you and your faithfulness. And I will go ahead and open the line for 931-724. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hi, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Hope all is doing well. I thank God for this day of rest and gladness whereby we all can come together in prison and exalt in his name. And as Brother Eli, I heard Brother Eli praising God from the top of his lips in praising God. Well, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So we are thankful for this day that God has given us, and we know that he is worthy to be praised. Yes, I just want to sing this song, Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thank you. God bless us. Keep faithful and keep praying to our Father which art in heaven. God bless. Have a Sabbath blessing to each and everyone. Thank you, Sister Carla. Open them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson. Thank you for coming on and sharing that song. Praise the Lord. I appreciate your faithfulness, you and your wife, your hospitality, and just for the way that God is using you in the ministry, Topman Ministry, and those that are in Iron City, Tennessee. Amen. Thank you again. And I will go to the next caller before we have our word of prayer. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for calling 631-552. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters in Advent Light.
Amen. Volume, please. A little louder, Brother O'Neill.
Yes. Happy Sabbath. To each and everyone on the prayer line, it's really a blessing to be on the line. I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I want to read the scriptures from Acts chapter 7. It says, Acts chapter 17, verse 23, and onwards to 26, it says, For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with his inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with man's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he had made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell in all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. So when we see how God operates, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So our God made us of one blood, and God has created us and appointed we are bound to inhabit. And as we see, so many are thinking of leaving planet Earth to visit other planets and try to find life on that planet. But this is the place that God has set for us as a habitation until the end of, until judgment will come, and those who have rejected Christ and those who have accepted it will receive their reward. So let us analyze the God whom which we are serving. The God, our God, is a living God. He sits high and look low, and everything that is going on in this world, God sees it, and everything has its time. As I reflect on a thought that came to my mind this week, my mom always told me that when I was growing up, she told me that it's like a Jamaican proverb. She says, it's not the same day the leaf dropped into the water, it rotten. She always questioned her, she always stating that to me. So I always question and ask her, what does that mean? And I fully realized when she tells me that sometimes people keep doing things and think that it is okay, but it come a time when the thing started to show reality. As I reflect on that thought, it brought me to Adam and Eve. When they saw the true result of their action, then they really were sorry for what they have done, that they have plunged this whole planet into what we are now. But God has made a way for us, and let us be faithful and be true and just trust God in all things. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my mind.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Okay. Thank you again for sharing, and thank you for coming on, Brother O'Neill. And we will keep you, the ministry, your children, and your prayer requests as we go to the throne of grace. Sister Powell, I don't know if you're in a position to give us a word of prayer to lift up the brothers and sisters. Let's see. I will open your line so that you can give us a word of prayer if you're in the position, please. Okay. We have one more hand. I believe this is Sister Katie. If you can be brief, happy Sabbath, 804-238. Your line is open.
Yes, happy Sabbath, everyone that's on. Yes, I would like to give thanks to everyone who has been praying for me. Carla, you gave a wonderful prayer for me last night, and also Brother Eli and Sister Powell. Everybody who has been praying for me. I don't know how you all know, but I was going through a lot of things, and the prayer was just on time. I'm going to say that. It was right at the nick of time. I was able to get some sleep last night, and it was like calmness, some peace came over me. And I just want to say thanks to everybody, and I will continue to keep you all in prayer as well, and thank you so much. And everyone, have a very blessed Sabbath.
Amen. All praise, honor, and glory to the Lord, my dear sister. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you very much. And we will continue to keep you in prayer and your family in prayer, because we, like I said, we never know what our brothers and sisters is going through, and we should always pray. You know, have a word of prayer when we're going about our busy schedule. You know, or a song of meditation or a scripture upon our mind. Amen. So Brother Yudi say he will start at 8:30. He's going to go live also. So I'll ask Sister Powell if she can give us a word of prayer for each and every one that's on, and also unspoken prayer requests. I will go ahead and open your line, Sister Powell.
Okay,
amen.
My dear. Yes, just a second. You know, God is
sure.
Good. God is so, yeah, I'm coming. God is so good. Go give thanks to the Lord for his mercy. Endure it forever. Brothers and sisters, before I start pray, you know, it is a good thing for us to praise the Lord. It's a good thing for us to give thanks and praise. When I listen to the request, you know, and the testimony and the praise report of our dear sister a while ago, 478, you know, it brings joy to my heart. And the reason why it brings joy, last night on the line, you know, I noticed that the number, Sister Katie called, and I opened the line two times, and you know, I did not get any response, you know. But meanwhile, I opened the line. I knew that if Sister Katie had something, what happened? I do not know what happened, why the line was not clear for us, right, to hear. And I am so grateful to the Lord that, you know, he allows my dear sister to get a relief, you know, and Jesus always answers prayer. So I am going to pray. And brothers and sisters, this is the time that we have a little time. Let us really bow and present all our case and our petition to the Lord right now, and then I will give you guys a chance to pray, and then I will. Sweet of prayer. Sweet hope of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all thy wishes known in season of distress and grief. My soul has often find relief and of escape the tempers near by thy return. Sweet offer, sweet offer, sweet offer, may I thy consolation share till from Mount Pilgrim's lofty height I view my home and take my flight in my mortal flesh. I rise to see the everlasting prize and wash out while passing through the air. Farewell, farewell. and loving Father, which art in heaven, we come this moment thanking you for this sweet hour of prayer. We want to thank you, dear Father, for our sweet brothers, beloved brothers, and sister who join Advent Light Prayer Ministry this evening, this blessed Sabbath evening. Give praises and to bring honor and glory for the wonderful blessings, Lord, that you have presented upon each heart here, Lord. We want to thank you for the requests, Lord, that reach to you, dear Lord. And even before these requests was asked, Lord, you was able to answer prayer. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praises. We bring honor and glory. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that you have put on your children on this line, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, that once we were lost, Lord, going down this destruction broad road, and you stretch out those arms and you place us in your hand and put us under your wings, Lord, where we are safely abide in your word, and that we can lift you up, Lord. What a privilege you have given unto us, and we want to thank you. Now, dear Lord, for every home that brothers and sisters asking you, Lord, to bless each home from every one of us, Lord, our home. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to go there, cut clear every difficulties, because that's where we abide, Lord. Every one of us, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cover us under your blood, Lord. Let no evil befall upon us, Lord. We have listened to our sister, dear Lord, what she was going through. But because we have a loving great Father, King of Kings, a Lord of Lords, that when we ask, before we ask, we hear and we answer our plea. We thank you for the victory, dear God. As the song said, victory is mine, victory is yours, victory, Lord Jesus, in you. So we just want to thank you. We ask you to bless our dear sister Katie. We thank you, Father, for what you have been doing for her. Father, how many years she is on this line, dear Lord, as bringing a lot of resources, dear Father, praying for each other and presenting her request, Lord, and learning, Lord, about you more and more each day, dear Lord. And as a representative this evening, Lord, we can come and say we thank you, Lord, for your study. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your protection, and we thank you for your love. We thank you for those babies, Lord, those little ones, dear Lord, for where those little ones was and what they are now, dear Father. We give you praises, Sister Katie, grandchildren. Dominique, Lord, our son, we place him in your care, Lord. And his wife, Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Cover them, Lord, under your blood. Now we lift up, dear Father, these requests, Lord. We lift up Sister Carla. Lord, we want to thank you, Father, for a young woman, dear Lord, who you have put in, pour your Holy Spirit upon, doing your will work sometimes, Lord. I don't know how she managed, Lord. When I look at her at work, Lord, doing your work, dear Father, I have seen your power, I've seen your strength, Lord, that you have given unto her, dear Lord. So continue to bless her and her precious jewels, Lord, Amanda and Nicholas, Lord. Strengthen them and allow them to look upon the mother life, Lord Jesus, and that those children, dear Father, will fully surrender themselves to you, Lord, and also her family member, country Belize, Lord. And I know her heart is and is yearning, dear Father, for the people in Belize, Lord. So we ask you to strengthen them and also the mission over Belize. And now tonight, Lord, we lift up Philippines because we remember, Lord, that the work have been started in Philippines, Lord, from the Calvaries, Lord, and the line, Lord. So we ask you to strengthen the work, Lord, the parents over there, Brother Calvier, the mother-in-law and father-in-law, one family, Lord, with that work over there in that ministry. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord. We'll lift up Brother Yudi tonight, dear Lord. We will be the speaker. Cover him under your blood. We ask you to bless Melissa, the children, and that group over in Arkansas, and also the food store, Lord. We ask you to bless, and not only the people who come on, but those who come to know you, dear Father, and also hearing your word, Lord. So we want to thank you. We lift up our dear beloved brother, Elder Richards and Sister Richards, and the work that they have been doing in Iron City, Lord, and the blessing, and with the study group, Lord, the end of time, Lord Jesus, the last day event, dear Father. We have finished the great controversy study, and dear Father, on the end of time, and Lord, you have been using him, Lord, so we ask you to strengthen him, Lord, that he will continue. And also the book ministry, the distribution, aggressive evangelism, Lord, going out and sharing books. And his plan is to go to the Sunday churches. So we ask you to cover him. We also lift up our dear beloved brother, John and Sister Brenda. What a testimony, Lord, when they find the Lord. He said, when you search for me, you will find me. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing with two brother John and Sister Brenda, with the words and in the words, and sharing, and see the life change, because God said, when you know me, you become a new creature. All things have gone away, and become all things are made new. So we want to thank you for that transformation in life of brother John and Sister Brenda. Continue to bless them, keep them, Lord, and allow him, as he loved the Bible and loved the words, dear Father, allow him, Lord Jesus, that he will be able to share it. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Leola and Brother Ray. Father, we thank you for covering them, especially Brother Ray, Lord, from that accident, and you have been healing him day by day, minute by minute. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon them and allow them, dear Lord, that they will continue to lift your words up. And we know that in the heart of Sister Leola, she's praying, Lord, and asking, Lord Jesus, for the ministry to come in Louisiana so that the work can carry on, Lord, for many years. So, Father, we ask you to make a way, Lord, that she find and see, Lord Jesus, that your words have been fulfilled. So we leave her in your care, and also her children, her daughter and her son. Lord, we place him in your care, grandchildren and grandchildren, Lord. Continue to bless them. We lift up our dear beloved brother O'Neill and his family, Lord, and the work, mission, Lord, as a young man, passion, Lord, and the many, many books last Sunday when they went out there in the field, dear Father, and you saw that the people were rejoicing, receiving those booklets, Lord. They have a red bag or a blue bag in their hand, Lord, with the great controversy, with thousands and thousands, Lord, a book was given out, Lord. So we want to thank you, and also cover Pastor Forerunner, dear Father, Chris, Lord, and give him the strength and his team, dear Lord, the work that they have been doing. So we just want to thank you. We also lift up tonight, dear Father, myself, Lord, Sister Stephanie, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Barnaby, Lord Jesus, and all the others, Lord, Brother Eli, as he prayed, Lord, for Jari, Javel, and the Spirit, Lord, and Brother Eli is studying the Word, Lord, going in the Bible and reading the Bible, dear Father, and you have been pouring the Holy Spirit upon your young man. So we ask you for pour your blessings upon him, and also his mother Ruth. We lift up Sister Tamiko as she asks for prayer for her daughter who met into that accident. Lord, you know everything, and you were there by her side, Lord. We want to thank you for spare her life, dear Lord. she has a testimony to tell others. And strength to Sister Tamiko, we pray. And Sister Miriam at the nursing home, dear Father, we ask you as she's going in to do surgery, heart surgery this month. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cover her under your blood. You are the great physician. So we can leave her in your care. Sister Elizabeth, bless Lord, Brother Duby, and all her team, her sisters and her brothers and her sons and daughter, dear Lord, we lift up. And dear Father, we know we have many, many more names. You know them by name. And dear Lord, you are in the most holy sanctuary this moment, and we ask you to bless and to keep. And you know the desire of each heart. You know what we need. So we leave it to let your will be done. These are our prayer requests, Lord, and also our young people and our administrator. We leave them in your care. Bless us tonight, dear Father. You said we do not know what to pray for, but you will take these words, dear Father, and place it in the way in which you understood, Lord. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon us. Help us to be faithful, Lord. We thank you for this moment, and bless the speaker, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that beautiful prayer. I pray that all my brothers and sisters will receive a blessing from the Lord, and that you will be richly blessed, not only on this holy Sabbath day, but each and every day and for the rest of your life. May you continue to seek the Lord, seek his will for your life, for the life of your family, you know, the children that's in the midst of us, and those with grandchildren. We have to continually seek the Lord for wisdom, for understanding, for direction. Amen. And as we're waiting for Brother Yudi, he should be coming on. Amen. I will just read from Child Guidance. It says, parents, above everything, take care of your children upon the Sabbath. Do not suffer them to violate God's holy day. By playing in the house or outside of doors, you may just as well break the Sabbath yourself as to let your children do it. And when you suffer your children to wander about and suffer them to play upon the Sabbath, God looks upon you as a Sabbath breaker. So we see that the children, you know, should be respectable on the Sabbath. They shouldn't be running around and playing. They should also keep the Sabbath holy. And amen. As we're waiting, I believe Brother O'Neill want to share a song, and that will be fitting for this time. And I will open your line, Brother O'Neill, to share the song and pray that you have it ready so that you can go ahead and sing the song of meditation. Your line is now open. Thank you.
I know no longer wonderful. To me, without me now, your life and burden, Christ in us, you keep me for his heart. But I know this, I have believed and I'm persuaded that he is a if I committed unto it against that day,
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. And we have to know whom we believe. No one but the Lord. Amen. And someone asked a question, how to be able to see the live on Facebook. You have to have a Facebook account. Someone has to have a Facebook account. And then you go to, you know, you either friends with Udi Calvere or you add him as a friend. And then, you know, once you go on his page, it'll show, you know, that he's live, speaking live. So, again, you have to have a Facebook account or, yes, be able to go on Facebook and be friends with Udi Calvere. Or someone can also send you a link. But, again, you have to be on Facebook for someone to send you the link so that you can watch it live. Amen. So as we're waiting patiently, let me thank the Lord again. Kind and loving Father, we're not worthy, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. We're not worthy, O Father, of all that you have done, but you see it fit that we are and that we can be holy through your righteousness, O Lord, through your blood, through your merit, Father, if we will take a hold of your unchanging arms, O Father, and follow you wheresoever you go, it as now you are in the most holy place interceding on our behalf. Lord, we thank you, Father. We confess our sins. We confess our poor, wretched, broken, miserable self to you, O Father. We ask that you will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, even our thoughts, O Father. Help us, O Father, to keep our minds on heavenly things, O Father. Help us, O Father, to submit our will to you, not my will, not my brothers and sisters' will be done, but may your will be done in our life. Because when it's your will, Father, we know that it will be right, that it will be perfect, O Father. The enemy will come against it,
but he will not succeed, O Father. Please help us. Strengthen us where we are weak, O Father. You said your grace is sufficient for us, Lord. You won't give us more than we can bear, O Father. Help us to be able to bear our cross. Help us to bear the burdens, O Father, that we have. Help us to call upon you in an acceptable time while you may be found, O Lord. Because when you stand up, O Father, the work is finished. And he that is holy will remain holy still. And he that is filthy and unholy will remain unholy still, Father. But let us be on the side of the wise virgins who trim their lamps, O Lord, able to meet the bridegroom when he came, O Father. Please help us, Lord, to endure until the end. Please help us, O Father, to be found vessels of righteousness, of holiness, of love, of peace, of patience, of long-suffering, Lord. May we have the fruit of the Spirit, O Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, O Father. We submit our children, Father, our grandchildren, our parents, our siblings, O Father, co-workers, clients, Lord, our neighborhood, our neighbors, our associates, O Father. We submit them to you, O Father. And as we call on your name on the behalf of each and every one of them, O Lord, we ask you to help them. We ask you to forgive them. We ask you to bless them, O Father. We ask you, O Father, to strengthen them even now, Lord, on this holy Sabbath day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know
Amen, brothers and sisters. Brother Yudi, thank you for being so patient. He's setting up. He ran into a little difficulty, and he's setting up to go live. So I will play one more song, and I hope you have your Bible, your notepad, and a writing instrument so that you can take notes if you need to call someone to let them know also to join. Please do so at this time. Amen. Again, I just want to thank you for your patience.
Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be Jesus than it. that this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It should be each and every one of our aim to rather have Jesus than anything that this world have to give us, because we know everything we can see, everything our hands can touch will burn. So we pray that we won't burn, that we'll be found on the side of righteousness, of holiness, that we will be amongst those to meet our Lord in the air. You know, the dead in Christ shall arise first, and those who remain in shall be caught up together. What a big, glorious, and a big meeting in the sky that will be. What a wonderful day that will be. Brothers and sisters, let us purpose in our heart to be amongst that group by faith. Amen. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, I figured this would happen when we call too late, the line won't open up. You know, if you call, I guess after 8:45 or so, the line will not let the person call in. So he's not able to come in. So I will just play a short message, and please, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. But I guess he will be going live unless I don't think I can call him. Just
chapter 5, the Bible as a textbook, the child's first textbook. The Bible should be the child's first textbook. From this book, parents are to give wise instruction. The Word of God is to be made the rule of the life.
Amen, amen. So he did make it. Brother Yudi, your line is now open.
Amen. Can you hear me now? Amen. Amen. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Amen. Amen. So thank you very much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. I want to thank our beloved brothers and sisters who are joining us this evening. What a wonderful privilege it is to be on again. And because of the shortness of time, I'm not going to go live at this hour, Sister Carla, because I want to not hold the brothers and sisters who are on the Advent Light Ministry prayer line too much hostage tonight. So what I will do is, for those who are listening, I will go live after I finish this broadcast with the Advent Light Ministry prayer line, and I will continue with another message on our Facebook page. But tonight, I'm going to just spend a few short minutes with the Advent Light Ministry prayer line. I was going to open up tonight with the topic of health, and I was going to approach it within the context of the heavenly sanctuary. And so tonight, again, because I was a little bit late, because I was helping my wife and the children, but nonetheless, we are here now, and I am going to go ahead and begin with the word of prayer. And we're going to ask the Lord to join us this evening. And for those of you who do have Facebook, I will invite you to come on my Facebook page as I go live with our next message. Amen. Let us pray. Let us begin with the word of prayer. Loving Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for your great love wherewith you have loved us, even while we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And so, Father, we ask that you would please send your Holy Spirit and send your angels that excel in strength, even at this time, to imbue us with your presence, to imbue us with your Holy Spirit, and also to give us a blessing. This is what we pray for, and we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to go live since people are asking me to do so as we open up with a topic tonight. All right. Don't know what's going on here. Let me try this again. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and open up with this topic tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and have another word of prayer as we look into the Word of God and study it together. I do hope that you can follow along. We have already prayed for those who are just joining. We are opening up late. I'm going to cover tonight quickly a root vegetable, that is found as what we call a food that we would say that it is good for the blood. So we're looking at foods that are good for the blood tonight, and this food that we're going to focus upon is none other than beets. Okay, we're going to talk about beets tonight and see what are the composition that are found therein. What I mean by composition is the healthy property that one would find in beets. The beets, of course, it is a blood red vegetable. It is blood red in color. And those who actually eat beets, whether you eat it or whether you juice it, you should be careful to understand that your stool are going to come out almost bloody. So I don't want anyone who has eaten beets, or those who've never eaten it before, you may see a bloody stool as a result of the beets digesting. This is nothing to be afraid of. This is a normal process. But let us break down this vegetable because, you know, a few weeks back, we did a bit of demonstration, on various fruits and herbs and as well as vegetables. But what I did not do is I was not able to go in detail in explaining what these vegetables do. And so what I'm going to take some time to do in the next couple of weeks, by God's grace, because things can change, is we're going to take some time to look at the composition or the properties that are found in some of these foods. Amen? And so we're going to open up tonight with a word of scripture, and we're going to look with me in the book of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter. We're going to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, and you're going with me in Proverbs chapter 23, and we're going to consider together in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, Let us take an overview of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, and we're going to look at a principle found in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1, all right? And this is what we're going to do tonight as we consider, all right, as we consider diligently these foods, as we consider diligently what is found therein, we're going to look at this principle and try to extract a principle from the Word of God so that we can better understand. Now, notice what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 1. The Bible says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Now, that word consider in the Hebrew language is the word to measure out by weight and by dimension. So the Bible wants us to measure. The Bible wants us to measure. And this is not literally meaning that we are to measure, but we are to consider the properties that are found in our food. And so this is important for us to understand, because that word consider does not only mean that we should consider the properties that are in food that are that may be necessarily bad for us, because we know in every food, especially the foods that we find at the grocery stores, foods that have been processed, we know that sometimes we can find things that are in these foods that are unhealthy for us. For example, most foods that we find today are either genetically modified, and in other cases, they have added sugars. And one of the added sugars that some of these companies who are making the food will add into it is, for instance, high fructose corn syrup. Now, high fructose corn syrup, not only is it a sugar, but it is a cheap sugar. It is a processed sugar that is being utilized in order to sweeten food. And a high fructose corn syrup can actually cause addiction, because Americans, not just Americans in general, I want to broaden this idea, the people in general all around the world are addicted to sugars. And so in the actual foods that we eat, when we read the packages, when we read the labels, we should consider diligently what is found in these agents in which we are putting into our bodies. And also, I believe that this is applicable to that which is healthy for us. All right. And the reason why this is important, the reason why it's important for us to consider even the foods that are healthy for us, excuse me here, even the foods that are healthy for us, it's important for us to consider these things, because if we have a lack of certain properties, if there is a lack of a certain mineral in our bodies, we must understand how we can replenish that mineral. Okay. So the Bible says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. All right? And the verse continues on in part two, which is not going to be applicable for today, because what we're going to be looking at is we're going to be considering good properties that are found in just one beat. Now, I don't know about you, but it wasn't until we begin to work through the tree of life that we really begin to utilize beets as much as we do. Beets was not something that I was utilizing every day, because number one, I didn't like it, all right? And number two, it's not something that you find in your everyday recipes, right? And so beets are very powerful foods, and especially as we study beets in the context of people who have blood disorders. When we talk about blood disorders, we're talking about disorders where maybe the count in someone's blood may be low. For instance, people who may be anemic, people who may have issues such as, low iron. So these issues are significant for someone to utilize, something such as beets in their diet. So now let's look at the contents that we find in these. Okay, so those who have passed blood, red urine, or feces a few hours after eating beets think so. They might think, what's going on here? But again, remember that after eating your beets, your blood, the stool, rather, and even the urine sometimes may be red. So do not be alarmed. So first and foremost, you know, vegetables and fruits are different in two different ways. In your fruits, you're going to find, for example, some good fiber, right? Fruits and vegetables are high in fiber. So fruits and vegetables are both high in fiber. They are both healthy for you. Fruits are a little bit higher on the side of sugar, while vegetables, on the other hand, may not be as necessarily as high in sugar. Now, some vegetables, you know, have higher contents of sugar in it, and we're going to look at that, especially as it relates to beets. But minerals, okay, minerals are found especially in significant amounts in our vegetables. As opposed to our fruits, that's a different story. Fruits carry some minerals, but not quite as much as your vegetables do. And this is important because when we study, you know, various issues, you know, such as issues of the heart, when we are dealing with beets, we're going to find that beets are significant as we are dealing with the heart. Now, the heart is a pump. You know, it's about the size of a fist. And here we have the coronary arteries that you can see here right along the muscles of the heart. And these arteries are constantly pumping blood to the muscle that surrounds the heart or the tissue or the cells of the heart. Now, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 17, verse 11, the Bible tells us that the life of the flesh is found in the blood. And so beets is significant because beets are really packed when it comes to various minerals and even some electrolytes and things that we're going to find that are housed within the beet root or the beet itself that's going to aid us in packing the punches that we want. Now, I'm going to go ahead and grab a beet, and I'll be right back. And I hope you can still hear me as we do this demonstration. And for those of you who may not know what a beet looks like, here we're going to show you what we are talking about. Now, this is significant because I'll show you here something that I do. This is what we call our beets. Now, usually this is grown, this is found underground. It's a root vegetable. It comes with a lot of dirt. And on top of the beet, you have the beet leaf, okay? This is actually edible. For those of you who do not know, especially if you are, if you have an organic beet, you can actually take the top of it, and you can actually cut this up. You can put this in your salad. But the way that I like this best is you can saute this with a little bit of onions. You can saute this with a little bit of onions and some garlic. You don't cook it too much, and then you can put this on top of your potatoes, your rice, and so on and so forth. But when I juice my beets, especially when I'm dealing with organic beets that have not been sprayed, I just usually would wash my beet, and then I can just cut it up and juice it. But this is also very good in your salad. It's not necessary that it is juiced. In fact, the more vegetable you eat, the better you're going to get your fiber intake from it, okay? So we're going to show you, again, what you're going to find in the beet and why this vegetable is so, so important, all right? Also, so according to a study that was carried out at the University of Sheffield, which is in the United Kingdom, the red urine or feces after eating the beet occurs in about 10 to 14% of the population, and it is more frequent in individuals with iron deficiency for difficulty with intestinal absorption of iron. So this is significant because if one is surprised by red elimination, he or she should be grateful that this plant has warned of a possible lack of iron or some kind of digestive problem. So typically what this is saying is that if you process some beets, I'm going to go here and grab my beets again. If you have eaten, you know, these beets and you process them, typically 10 to 14% of people who actually eat them would have an elimination of red stool or red urine. And according to this study here, a study that was done at the University of Sheffield in the United Kingdom, this might be a warning sign that there is some sort of a digestive issue or lack of iron. However, one should not worry excessively because beets not only warn of the problem, but aid in that solution. Why is that? So let's look at the properties and indication. So in your beets, you're going to find your carbohydrates, all right? You're going to find your carbohydrates in your beets. You're going to find, fructose. Also, these can reach as much as a 10% weight. This makes the beet red, one of the most sugar-rich vegetables, surpassed only by varieties of beet. Also, the beet is an anti-anemic. It is an anti-anemic vegetable. So those who are anemic would do well to drink or to eat beets. Their iron content for the beet is about 1.80 milligrams or 100 grams. And vitamin C is also found therein. So we can find vitamin C in the beet, about 30 milligrams per 100 grams, which facilitates the absorption of that mineral in a quite modest way. So it is probably a good thing for those who are anemic to eat or to drink beet juice. Now, drinking 50 to 100 mLs of raw, freshly prepared beet juice before meals, anti-anemic effect. Also, the beet is an alkalizer, okay? It is an alkalizer in that the beet is very high in levels of mineral salts. Remember what I was telling you about the minerals. We're going to understand what these minerals are. Mineral salts, particularly potassium. Now, potassium is important for the function of our muscles, especially the function of the heart. Potassium is needed. The normal level of potassium in a human being should be about 3.5 to 5.2. I have had people who have come to the store with low potassium and had low sodiums, and because we know the sodium and the potassium, there's a sodium-potassium pump in the cells of the body, which we're going to learn about eventually. But we should not forget about the alkalizer property of the beet. So in addition to potassium as one of the mineral salts that you will find in your beet, you also are going to find calcium. Now, calcium is important because, you know, the other day someone came to the store and they were saying, well, how come, what happens if I stop drinking milk? Don't you get your calcium from milk? And I sort of laughed not in a comical way, but and I said to the individual, you know, calcium is found in a lot of vegetables, and calcium is found in a high content in your beets, because your calcium that you find in beet is about 16 milligrams. All right. Also, in addition to potassium, calcium that are found in the beet, we also find in there magnesium. Now, magnesium is significant. Magnesium is important as it relates to us absorbing water, okay? Magnesium is also good as it relates to the proper function of the heart. It's, you know, so magnesium is found in there. Also, you know, people who suffer from gout, okay, people who suffer from gout, they have an increase in their uric acid level in the blood, and a high fat, low vegetable, they are typically people who are on a high fat and low vegetable diet. So magnesium can actually aid in those who have, you know, high uric acid levels. Also, the beetroot itself contains considerable vegetable fiber, which has the property of facilitating intestinal action and, above all, decreasing blood cholesterol level by reducing the amount of absorbed in the intestine. So beets can actually lower blood cholesterol. Now, cholesterol has become an issue all of a sudden. You know, cholesterol is not necessarily the problem per se, but it's really the way the body processes things and what else we eat in addition to that. Now, there was a time where people with heart disease were told that they can have as much as 300 milligrams of cholesterol per day. Now it's been cut down to 200. I'm not going to get into a debate about what is right or wrong tonight, but just know that cholesterol levels can be lowered by beets, all right? Also, in the University of Minnesota study showed that 30 milligrams of beet fiber a day during 3 weeks can actually lower cholesterol by approximately 10%. So if you actually eat 30 milligrams of beet fiber a day for 3 weeks, you can lower your cholesterol. So take note, those who've gone to the doctors and were told that they have issues in these little arteries, the coronary arteries, people may even have stents put in to some of these arteries, just take note that beets can be your best friend to help lower your cholesterol levels. Also, beets is a mild laxative. So those who are having issues with the bowel movement can take as well the beet as a mild laxative. Now, why am I focusing so much on these things all of a sudden, especially on the prayer line on Friday night? My friends, we are told that as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience, okay, must, while they have opportunity, become intelligent to disease, become intelligent to the causes of disease, become intelligent to the cure of disease. So we need to understand what disease is, how to fix disease, how to cure disease, and how to prevent disease. So as we approach the Sunday law, as we approach the things that are getting ready to happen, those who understand the medical missionary work will be able to survive, because situation where we will be unable to buy or sell. We are unable to buy medication. We are unable to go to the pharmacy, except we accept the mark of the beast. What shall we do for our anemia? What shall we do for our high blood pressure issues, for our diabetes? We have to learn now how to utilize the fruit, the herbs, the vegetables, the nuts, the grains, and to understand the properties found therein so that we can navigate this time of trouble that is soon coming upon the world as an overwhelming surprise. So beets are mild laxatives because of their fiber content. Also, beets are what we call an anti-carcinogen. Now, take note, those who have cancer, all right, it is an anti-carcinogen. Dr. Schneider refers to various experiences that took place in Hungary and in Germany in which cancerous tumors were reduced or eliminated by administering a daily dose of 250 grams of shredded beet or 200 to 50 milliliters of juice. So if you have cancer, if you are trying to fight off cancer, you know, start juicing with beets. If you can eat it, that's even better. These effects were produced even when the juice was boiled, have mercy, and concentrated to make it more tolerable to the stomach, which suggests that whatever the anti-carcinogenic substance is, it is heat resistant. How? It is very possible that the studies that are in process today concerning the phytochemicals in plant-based foods will confirm these experiences and identify the anti-carcinogen that is found in red beet. So let's review. So what kind of energy can you get from your beet? So you have about 443 calories to 179. You have proteins, about 1.61 grams. The carbohydrates, you find about 6.76 grams in there. Fiber, 2.80 grams. And beets, you find vitamin A. Vitamin A is a very good vitamin for the skin, for the eyes. Vitamin B1, vitamin B2, niacin, vitamin B6, have mercy, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin C, because, you know, God is so wise, because, you know, in order for you to absorb iron, you need what? Vitamin C. So God places the vitamin C in the vitamin B1 and the B2 and the B6 and the B12 inside of the beet itself. Isn't he a wise God that we serve? Vitamin E is also found in there. Magnesium, iron, and potassium high. Beets are very high in folate, fiber, and potassium. Also, we find zinc. So guess what, everybody? Zinc is found in beets. All right, there's this kick now about zinc because of COVID. You know, the actual avocado, and now the beet, we can learn, has a lot of zinc in there. And also, sodium is found therein. But there's another part that I want to mention about beet. Beet is loaded with water. Water. All your vegetables are full of water. So that's what causes the beet itself when you juice it to make so much juice, because the vegetables have a very high content of water in it. You know, isn't it interesting that the human body is made up of about 80% water? And this is why, you know, we have these plant receptors in our GI system. Because we have a symbiotic relationship with vegetables. In other words, a symbiotic relationship means that there's a good relationship that we have in living together with vegetables, because vegetables are full of water, and the human body is 80% water. This is interesting. So those who are, again, not only anemic, those who want to fight cancer, those who want to have a laxative, those who want to have a more alkaline body as opposed to an acidic one, those who are hypolipidemic, those who have a high content of cholesterol and fat, you can actually start utilizing this wonderful vegetable that God has made. Also, the water content in our beet is about 87.6%. That is a high volume of water. And beloved, the Bible tells us that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I want to thank those who have joined us. This is our health message on Advent Light Ministry. We're going to go live in about another 5 minutes, so stay tuned with the Word of God. I want to thank you all for joining us this evening, and I want to wish you a blessed Sabbath. We're going to pray. We're going to thank the Lord for these wonderful remedies that he has given us. My friends, take the beet. Make a fresh juice with it. grate it, boil it, whichever way, and don't forget to utilize the shoot of the beet, the head of it, because this is also very much, very much nutritious. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy word and for understanding. We pray that you would have already enlightened us to understand these properties that you have given unto us in the beet itself. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out our transgression, and help us to get back to health. Those who are ill, those who are sick, give them wisdom to ascertain the cause of their disease and sickness, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, until next Sabbath, we are saying goodbye to the Advent Light Ministry callers who are on the phone. So we're going to go live in another 5 minutes with another message. God bless.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining. Pray that you need to do regarding the beets, and we know these. We have to become our own doctors and nurse in order to be healthy and take care of our bodies and apply the things that God has given us to maintain perfect health. Amen? And we know that God is soon to come, so let us be faithful. Let us be watching and waiting and praying. May God bless you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath day, whether you spend it at home, online, or in the midst of the congregation. Amen. So be blessed, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining. Have a good night. Jesus loves you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.